traditional and harmful practices. In a region that is diverse in cultural practices and religious beliefs, there are some practices that intersect with the rights of women and girls, with a subset of these resulting in lifelong physical and emotional harm. The most common discriminatory traditional practices in this region include early/forced marriages, female circumcision, and honor killings. Child marriage is a persistent issue in Asia, particularly in South Asia. While the legal age for marriage for women in most countries studied here is at least 18, with the exception of Indonesia and Pakistan, in some countries the many girls still marry at a young age. This reality is better reflected in the median age of marriage for women in that country. Bangladesh has the lowest median among these countries, at 15 years old. This is likely the main contributor of the high adolescent birth rate in Bangladesh. Page 4. Table. Legal age of marriage. Regions/countries. Men. Women. Median age of marriage for women. South Asia. Bangladesh. 21. 18. 15. India. 21. 18. 17.4. Maldives. No minimum. 19. Nepal. 20. 20. 17. Pakistan. 18. 16. 19.1. Sri Lanka. 18. 18. 22.4. Southeast Asia. Cambodia. 20. 18. 20.1. Indonesia. 19. 16. 19.8. Lao PDR. 18. 18. 19.2. Philippines. 18. 18. 22. Vietnam. 20. 18. 21.1. End of table. Table 3. Evidence of early marriage in certain countries of Asia. Note reference, 16. Note reference, 19. Female genital mutilation, FGM, is common in some cultures in this region, and is still practiced in Indonesia, Pakistan, and India. Note reference, 8. Note reference, 9. The reasons behind it vary. Some consider it a part of their religious responsibility, others as a rite of passage into womanhood or ritualistic cleansing of women. Note reference, 10. However, FGM is an internationally agreed upon violation of human rights of women and girls. According to a recent report by the WHO, this intentional mutilation of the female genitalia has been shown to have no benefit to the woman. Instead, it predisposes her to various acute and chronic medical complications ranging from frequent urinary tract infections to infertility and pregnancy complications. Note reference, 13. Apart from the biological implications, the practice of FGM violates a girl's rights to her bodily integrity and autonomy, leaving her with little to no control over her sexuality. There is much to do, especially at the national level, if we are to see the eradication of FGM in the near future. Another common harmful practice in this region is honor killings. As the name suggests, young girls may find themselves subject to this practice if they do something that could potentially bring shame to the family. This is still a prominent problem in certain areas of Afghanistan and Pakistan, and is typically gender biased towards girls. Between 2010 and 2011, 14 cases of honor killings were recorded in Afghanistan. Note reference, 11. And this is likely a grave underestimation of the true number of cases in the country.